dillo saliva, Muldoon said. Spit from the Dilophosaurus. You see the damage on the corneas, all that redness? In the eyes, it's painful, but not fatal. You've got about 2 hours to wash it out with the antivenin. We keep it all around the park, just in case. Not that it mattered to this bastard. They blinded him, then ripped him down the middle. Not a nice way to go. Maybe there's justice in the world after all.
The Procomp Sognath had squeaked and hopped up and down as Muldoon opened the back door and took out gray metal tubing in a stainless steel case.
It's all still there, he said.
He handed two dark cylinders to Gennaro.
What are these? Gennaro said. Just what they look like, Muldoon said. Rockets.
As Gennaro backed away, he said,
Watch it. You don't want to step in something.
Gennaro stepped carefully over Nedry's body. Muldoon carried the tubing to the other jeep and placed it in the back. He climbed behind the wheel.
Let's go. What about him?
Gennaro said, pointing to the body.
What about him, Muldoon said. We've got things to do.
He put the car in gear. Looking back, Gennaro saw the compies resume their feeding. One jumped up and squatted on Nedry's open mouth as it nibbled the flesh of his nose. The jungle river became narrower. The banks closed in on both sides until the trees and foliage overhanging the banks met high above to block out the sun. Tim heard the cry of birds and saw small chirping dinosaurs leaping among the branches. But mostly it was silent, the air hot and still beneath the canopy of trees. Grant looked at his watch. It was 8 o'clock. They drifted along peacefully among dappled patches of light. If anything, they seemed to be moving faster than before. Awake now, Grant lay on his back and stared up at the branches overhead. In the bough, he saw Lex reaching up.
Hey, what are you doing? He said.
You think we can eat these berries?
She pointed to the trees. Some of the overhanging branches were close enough to touch. Tim saw clusters of bright red berries on the branches.
No, Grant said.
Why, those little dinosaurs are eating them.
She pointed to small dinosaurs scampering in the branches.
No, Lex.
She sighed, dissatisfied with his authority.
I wish Daddy was here, she said. Daddy always knows what to do. What are you talking about, Tim said. He never knows what to do. Yes, he does,
she sighed. Lex stared at the trees as they slid past, their big roots twisting toward the water's edge.
Just because you're not his favorite.
Tim turned away, said nothing.
But don't worry. Daddy likes you, too, even if you're into computers and not sports.
Dad's a real sports nut,
Tim explained to Grant. Grant nodded. Up in the branches, small, pale yellow dinosaurs, barely 2 feet tall, hopped from tree to tree. They had beaky heads like parrots.
You know what they call those? Tim said. Microceratops. Big deal,
Lex said.
I thought you might be interested. Only very young boys, she said, are interested in dinosaurs. Says who? Daddy.
Tim started to yell, but Grant raised his hand. Kids, he said, shut up.
Why, Lex said, I can do what I want if I...
Then she fell silent, because she heard it too. It was a blood-curdling shriek from somewhere downriver.
Well, where the hell is the damned Rex? Muldoon said, talking into the radio. Because we don't see him here.
They were back at the sauropod compound, looking out at the trampled grass where the hadrosaurs had stampeded. The tyrannosaur was nowhere to be found.
Checking now, Arnold said and clicked off.
Muldoon turned to Gennaro.